AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Later today, President Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau are expected to announce an agreement aiming to stem the flow of asylum seekers at unofficial border crossings from the U.S. to Canada.
One great thing, and I tell other world leaders I meet with when they ask about the geopolitical circumstances, well, I said, we're lucky. We have Canada to our north. Share these values. All the values are the same. We disagree in degree on things occasionally, but there's no fundamental difference in the democratic values we share. And it really makes a big difference.
The agreement comes as Biden makes his first trip to Canada as president. Shares in Germany's Deutsche Bank dropped, dragging down other major European banks and leading Germany's chancellor to express confidence in the country's largest lender. Worries over banks of stocks lower on Wall Street. The House narrowly passed a bill to give parents greater say in what's taught in public schools. North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox says this vote should have been unanimous.
What's wrong with the Democrats that they're not in favor of giving parents the information that they need to help their children succeed in school? Something's wrong with this picture when they are doing that.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says this is not about America, it's a book ban.
A single individual who objects to something on the Holocaust, objects to something on the Civil Rights Movement, objects to Dr. King, objects to Rosa Parks, objects to Roberto Clemente, objects to books about Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, and the book is gone.
The bill is unlikely to pass in the Senate. UN Human Rights Monitors say they've documented dozens of summary killings of Ukrainian and Russian prisoners of war, as well as other possible war crimes, such as the use of torture and human shields. This is AP News. A state visit to France by King Charles has been postponed indefinitely because of pension reform protests in France.
The move puts a damper on the new monarch's appearance on the international stage. Charles will still travel to Germany on Wednesday in what was scheduled to be the second leg of his first overseas trip since ascending the throne in September. The original six-day visit to France and Germany, the two biggest countries in the EU, was designed to highlight efforts to rebuild relations between Britain and its neighbours after 6 years of squabbling over Brexit. But the prospect of Charles being confronted by protesters and piles of garbage in the streets of Paris has forced officials in France and Germany to rethink their plans. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A representative of Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, handed a set of diamond jewellery he received during his presidency over to a state bank, as ordered by a government watchdog amid an investigation into the gifts. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.